Coming up tonight from 6 to 8 p.m., the United Church of Chapel Hill is hosting a healing discussion on race and America, seeking to understand law enforcement, the Black Lives Matter movement, actual facts about race and policing, and what we as a community can do about it. United Church of Chapel Hill, located at 1321 MLK Boulevard, 6 to 8 p.m. tonight. Everyone's welcome. And joining us now is someone who is going to be there at the United Church of Chapel Hill this evening, Dr. Deb Stroman of the UNC Kenan Flagler Business School. We ordinarily talk sports at 4 o'clock today, and I know we'll get into the relationship of sports to this issue later on, but we've got to talk about this first. First of all, thank you for joining us, and secondly, we haven't spoken in more than a week, and so much has happened in the last week. What are your general thoughts?
Well, just like most Americans, very, very troubled by the recent events, and it's just not the Dallas police officers and Mr. Sterling and Mr. Castile who lost their lives, but there have been others who've lost their lives as well. But definitely troubled by, once again, we have this intersection of race, violence, guns, and fear. And I'm definitely reminded of literary genius James Baldwin, his quote, "Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it's faced." And I think we have another wake-up call for our great country. Certainly, what has been in the forefront is Black Lives Matter. And I think where we have lots of confusion and misunderstanding is that Black Lives Matter, too. It's not only Black Lives Matter. It's that they also matter. It's Black Lives Matter, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know how many times, whether it's whites, Latinos, Asians, and of course blacks, have to keep explaining this simple yet powerful calling that Black Lives Matter too. So I'm in a very emotional state right now, remaining calm, trying to work through solutions, trying to think about ways that we can heal. But I do believe that our country does have the potential to get through this. But we do have to continue to have dialogue and very, very challenging conversations to bring about the change that we all want.
Do you think we're going to have those challenging conversations? Do you think we're going to have change? I want to ask if you think this is the turning point, but I don't think there's going to be a single turning point. I think there's going to be many, many turning points. Do you think this is one?
I think this is definitely one. When you think about many of the great reforms that have happened in our country, they started with people being restless.
Mm-hmm.
They started with civil disobedience. They started with protests. And oftentimes, it started with young people. But certainly, we are seeing people coming together, generational, all skin colors, all faiths, that are just tired of the violence related to a lack of understanding around race. And many would argue that if we fix the black and white dynamic, as in African Americans and white Americans, if we fix that, then the others will somewhat fall in line, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
as in it will be a lot easier. I think we have to spend more time with one another, interacting, having dialogue, understanding purpose, thought, and knowing that this is a shell that we wear, that we are all spirits, we have souls, and that the outside covering is just a label, that we're all human, and we have to respect humanity.
And this event coming up tonight is going to be a great way to do that. If you're out there listening and you've got the evening free, you can go to this event at the United Church of Chapel Hill. It's going to be a really significant conversation. I know you're going to be there. Dr. Stroman, Chris Blue, Chapel Hill Police Chief, is going to be there. So this is a great way to get everyone together on this conversation.
Well, I'm very, very hopeful. Certainly, I've had conversations with people who aren't necessarily of my political persuasion perspective. And I'm hoping that everyone comes out, because this isn't about politics. This is about how we respect one another, how we learn from one another, and how we listen. I don't think there's anyone out there that would not want us to come together as a people, as a community. I represent many communities, the Black community, the UNC community, Chapel Hill resident, Triangle, North Carolina, American. But when we think about the communities that we represent, the first one is being a human being and wanting my life to be valued. And that's why we need to come together. Otherwise, we run the risk of getting miseducated. We run the risk of only hearing one perspective. We run the risk of being persuaded to do something that is illegal or very violent. We need to act as a community, as one. And I'm very, very hopeful about this evening that we're going to have great dialogue and great understanding, and that people will leave feeling better than from when they first walked in.
Again, we're speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman, UNC Kenan Flagler Business School. This event we're talking about is coming up tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at the United Church of Chapel Hill. Everyone's welcome to this. UCC is located at 1321 MLK Boulevard. Everyone is welcome. That's in the northern part of town. So come out and check out this conversation and participate in it. It's going to be important. And it's one of several that are going to be taking place in the community over the next couple of weeks. We're going to get the word out about those other ones as well. But the one tonight is from 6 to 8 at the United Church of Chapel Hill. And I think the point that you just mentioned about the fact that we are all fundamentally humans is simultaneously an inspiring and a potentially significant in terms of moving the conversation forward way of looking at it. But it also is a little bit troubling, because I think when we look at this issue, and whether it's people on the left, people on the right, people who are more pro Black Lives Matter, people who are more pro police, or whatever perspective that you bring to this issue, the immediate inclination, and I think we do this just because it's easier, is to try to divide this issue up into good versus evil and put all of the blame on the evil people. And the problem is that we're all fundamentally human. It's not a divide between good and evil necessarily. We're all, for the most part, good people trying to do the right thing, and we still have problems, which means that we can have a conversation. It also means that we can't solve the problem overnight by just getting rid of the evil people and everything is solved. So it's simultaneously hopeful and troubling all at the same time.
And that is because we are humans.
Mm-hmm.
You're exactly right. But what we can respect is one's opinion and the right to have that opinion. That's what freedom is about. And then when we interject the violence, in particular with guns, that's where you really start seeing people creating sides or trying to join a side versus trying to understand. I think this, what has happened this past week, has really started the conversation, the heated conversation about gun control in America. And one thing that I want to do tonight is making sure that we are all clear on the understanding of the Second Amendment and how that is interpreted in two different ways. As in, one way is thinking about how that you can own a firearm because you're trying to protect yourself, self-defense, and then those who feel that quite possibly you're going to have a firearm, but the original language of the Second Amendment is around being a part of a militia to, you know, in terms of governance. And so it doesn't make sense for everybody just to arm themselves. You're not a part of a militia. You're not a part of the federal government, the army, the military. So I think we need to get our politicians to listen to the people more. Now, whether or not that means we're going to do something about the gun policy, I'm not sure. But I believe that our politicians, based on the polling, that they are very, very much out of touch with most Americans.
That's true.
My political rant.
Speaking again with Dr. Deb Stroman, again, UNC Kenan Flagler Business School. And I think it's important to understand, whatever we end up concluding with regard to gun control and the Second Amendment, I think it's important to recognize at least the extent to which the conversation about guns is raced. If you see someone walking down the street and they're open carrying and they are white, your reaction to it is different from from if you see someone walking down the street and they're open carrying and they are black. And if you are a police officer, if you're a member of the American community, just because of our culture, because of what we're socialized to believe, that affects the way that we look at things, which means that the conversation about the Second Amendment is not race neutral, and we can't move forward with this conversation, regardless of what our conclusion ends up being, until we at least recognize that much.
I could not have said that more clearly. You are spot on, and I think this goes into the area of education. I think education is a big key to our healing as a country. Most people are very comfortable, and that means whites, blacks, Latinos, Asians, Native Americans, most people are comfortable, and they don't necessarily want to talk about the history of our country and that peculiar institution of slavery and how it has evolved today. People are afraid, and that keeps us in those silos, that keeps us from engaging with one another, but there is a fear that is based out of that institution of slavery that lives today. And when you see a black person, in particular a black man, there is a strange fear that overcomes some people, and to the extent where it can change your values and your beliefs, and that young people, children, are taught to hate or don't associate with black people. And again, it goes against everything that has to do with humanity.
6 to 8 p.m. tonight is when this event takes place, a conversation hosted by the United Church of Chapel Hill on race, policing, law enforcement, Black Lives Matter, what we as a community can do to move the conversation forward and make the situation better, at the very least here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Orange County and then beyond. 6 to 8 p.m. tonight at the United Church of Chapel Hill, 1321 MLK Boulevard. Everyone welcome to attend this. Speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman of the Kenan Flagler Business School at UN. And before we let you go, ostensibly this is always a conversation about sports, so let's bring athletics back into this. What is the role of athletics and the role of sports and the role of athletes and sports officials and coaches and major public figures in the world of sports in terms of helping this conversation along and making things better?
Well, it is another opportunity to recognize the power of sport. From Nelson Mandela in South Africa, who was just brilliant in his use of the love of rugby to affect change. And then, of course, last year we had the University of Missouri's football team threatening to refuse to play. And so we've seen major change from that aspect. But there is no doubt that athletes, due to their marketing and their economic power, they are used to open eyes and to change policies. And in recent past, it's been LeBron James from the Cleveland Cavaliers, from his work with the Miami Heat during the Trayvon Martin situation and death, to Donald Sterling and his racist comments, the former owner of the Clippers. LeBron James has been out front leading many NBA players to affect change. And now we have, more recently, with last week, Carmelo Anthony, a former Syracuse player, a star of the NBA, New York Knicks. He spoke up against the death of Freddie Gray last year in his hometown of Baltimore, but now he has actually tweeted. He put out a full-page ad, and I want to say the New York Post, but he's stating that he's willing to take the lead to charge against the system. And he's calling for all of his fellow athletes to step up and take charge. Athletes can't worry about endorsements or who's going to look at them as being crazy. He does remind them that, you know, that the athletes have to be smart about it, but Carmelo is definitely stepping up and saying this has got to stop. And, of course, LeBron James also shared his message with a tweet. And then I just want to mention locally, Duke's star Jabari Parker, who's now in the NBA, he responded to an irresponsible comment by Joe Walsh, a former congressman up in Illinois. Congressman Walsh, again, former Congressman Walsh, he tweeted that President Obama should watch out. And Jabari Parker tweeted back that you're not going to land a single finger on our president. And Chicago, which is his hometown, we're going to make sure none of that takes place. So in summary, people are tired, people are scared, And we've got to channel this frustration and anger into a positive energy for good and for love. And I'm hopeful and encouraged that our athletes continue to step up and represent not what they do in terms of their athletic skill, but as being Americans.
We've got to let you go. Dr. Deb Stroman, UNC Kenan Flagler Business School, thank you so much.
Thank you.